That can only mean one thing. Cheryl Weiser's in the house. We're always getting fresh with Cheryl Weiser. She talks about things from farmers and farmers' markets. And the farmers' markets are still open, even though it's getting pretty chilly out there, right?
Yeah, they're open, and they are ready for holiday shoppers. We've got great markets to choose from. We've got plenty in Seattle.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the holiday gifts you might want to look at if you want to go to a farmers' market for something unique from a local farm. But they still got some root vegetables out there, right? They're still selling some vegetables.
They are, yeah. They've got root vegetables. They've got apples. They've got pears. They've got all kinds of really yummy things, beautiful ciders. You know, you can still buy cheeses and meats and things like that.
Mm-hmm. But it is a slow time on the farm this time of year. But the people are putting their work towards other things besides crops that might be coming up now. What are some of the things you can find from farmers for holiday gifts?
Well, you know, if you I was just at the U District Farmers Market this last weekend, and I saw the San Juan Island Sea Salt Company. So you could buy beautiful sea salt. You can do herbal teas. You can do there's a propolis herbal ales that they're doing from Port Townsend. I had this amazing rock salmic vinegar from Rock Ridge Orchards. It's this 7-year aged apple balsamic vinegar that he ages in cognac barrels. It tastes like caramel. It's amazing. So that was really fun. If you head up to Bellingham, you could this weekend. You've got there's a beautiful lavender farm that's up there that's doing a lot of wreaths and things like that. All kinds of things, you know, wine. I saw, you know, if someone's really into mushrooms, you can get them spawn their own mushroom kit kind of thing. So all kinds of goodies.
Now, Cheryl, are these things you're apt not to find anywhere else? Are these things that farmers are exclusively selling at farmers markets?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the great thing about going to a farmers market is you're really just going to just kind of see what they're producing for the farm, from the farm for the market. So you're not going to, you know, go find it at, you know, a retail grocery store.
Well, there's also products we don't always associate with farms. There are soaps and lotions and wreaths.
Right. So at the Ballard Farmers Market, they have a farm there. I think it's Fay Island Farm. They had these Nubian goats, and they make beautiful goat's milk. And they grow their own herbs that they use in the soap.
Wait a minute. Back up. Nubian goats.
Yes.
Are they little black goats?
Yes.
They have special goat's milk.
They have special goat's milk, and it makes really beautiful soap, and they grow their own herbs that they put in there. They're at the Olympic Farmers Market. They have actually 4 days that are happening. So they have their farmers market this Saturday, and then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, they do their 3-day holiday special. So they have someone that's doing these beautifully crafted cedar gift boxes. So you'll see a lot of folks that are doing, you know, special crafters and artisans like that as well.
Cheryl Weiser is with us, and we're talking about things that are happening at local farmers markets. She's, of course, with the Cascade Harvest Coalition. Now, another thing that you can think about getting even around the holidays is a CSA, a community-supported agriculture box from some of the farms. How's that going?
Well, I think it's more about thinking about that it's a gift that you can give to yourself, your family, your friends for the holidays. So what's happening is now is that some of our farmers are starting to take subscriptions for 2014. And so this is a good time to really be thinking about, and we can talk about it more as we, you know, go into January and February, but it's a good time to start thinking about, you know, really giving the farm for next year. And, you know, giving a weekly share of food from the farm.
Yeah, it's a really good thing to think about. And besides getting fresh produce, it's also a way to sort of pay it ahead for farmers.
That's right.
For them to have some money
in
their pockets going into the season rather than having to think
about
borrowing.
It's literally seed money.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to farmers markets, most retailers look at the season as the time where they're going to make maybe up to 33% of the money they'll make all year round. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming at farmers markets it's not that big a part of what they usually do. Their big season must be summertime, right?
Well, I think it depends on the farmer because what's happening is that, you know, for example, you know, the blueberry farmers that we see during the summer, they're no longer there because obviously they're not in season. But now you're seeing farmers where this is a, you know, a core part of the season for them. So you might have someone that they're bringing specialty foods online. They've got a slot at the farmer's market. They might be doing, you know, like, so someone who's doing lavender wreaths or, you know, just specialty items, or they're doing things that people will buy as gifts. This is a great time of year for them. So it really depends on what the farmer is selling and what they're producing.
Now, is there another benefit to going to your farmer's market in the coming weekends in that maybe there aren't as many people there as there are sometimes? Sometimes it's really a crush.
Yes. I mean, I think it's just fun. I mean, it's really festive. Everybody's in a great mood. There's hot cider and there's samples. And it's just, I think it's just a great time to get out and be with people.
And who knows? They might bring along a Nubian goat for you to check out.
That's right.
Cheryl Weiser, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Cheryl Weiser with Cascade Harvest Coalition. This is The Record on KUOW.